Imagine giving a ride to a complete stranger you just met and realizing he's a saint appearing far from his homeland. That's exactly what happened to a young man when Padre Pio appeared in Canada. Stay tuned to hear this amazing story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's story comes from the book Amazing Miracles of Padre Pio and the Stories Behind Them by Frank M. Riga. It's about an anonymous American who experienced something that defies all explanation. He gave Padre Pio a ride in his car, but not in Italy, in Canada. But let's start from the beginning. In the autumn of 1949, a young researcher working at Harvard University was preparing for a road trip to Ottawa, Canada. While at Harvard, he became acquainted with a man named John, an elderly descendant of Italian immigrants who worked as a restorer of paintings. John had just completed a restoration for a bishop in Ottawa and asked the young man if he would be so kind to deliver the paintings on his behalf. It was no trouble at all, so the young man agreed. Upon arriving in Ottawa, he went straight to the bishop's residence. The bishop welcomed him into his study, and the two began to talk. There was a photograph on the bishop's desk that immediately caught the visitor's attention. It looked like a picture of Padre Pio. The bishop confirmed it was indeed him and explained that he had become a devoted admirer after meeting the saintly Capuchin in Italy during the war. The young man was already familiar with Padre Pio's face because his mother had a great devotion to him. During their conversation, the bishop mentioned that there were, sadly, no Capuchin friaries or convents in Ottawa. So you can imagine the young man's shock when, upon leaving the bishop's residence, he came face to face with a Capuchin friar who bore an uncanny resemblance to Padre Pio himself. The friar, speaking in a strong southern Italian accent, asked for a ride to the home of someone urgently awaiting his arrival. Dumbfounded, the young man signaled for the friar to get into his car, which was parked nearby. As they drove, he silently followed the friar's directions. "Keep right, turn left here," without saying a word himself. In a short time, they arrived at their destination. The friar thanked him with a gentle "Pace e bene," peace and good, then hurried up the four steps to the front door and was quickly admitted inside. Still emotionally disoriented, the driver parked his car and began pacing the sidewalk, trying to process what had just happened. He waited for what felt like an hour, expecting the friar to reappear, but the door remained shut. Finally, gathering his courage, he climbed the steps and knocked. He was greeted by an elderly woman who looked both upset and smiling at once. Before he could speak, she said, "The padre already left a while ago, but my husband is now serenely at rest in the peace of the Lord. Padre Pio accompanied him to paradise." The driver, now more bewildered than ever, said goodbye and returned to his car. About half an hour later, he stopped at a motel for the night. Still troubled by the events, he entered his room and found a small sheet of paper neatly placed on his pillow. On it, he read five simple words: "Thank you again, well done." He carefully folded the note into his wallet, where it remained for months before mysteriously disappearing. 2 years later, in 1951, the man was visiting Italy and found the time to make a brief visit to San Giovanni Rotondo. He waited in the crowd as Padre Pio passed by. The saint stopped, looked directly at him, and blessed him. Then he asked a question that confirmed the miracle beyond any doubt. Did you have a good journey back home from Canada? And with that, our story concludes. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos at the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.